want to talk to us for just a few moments this afternoon about the topic that's written on the board in front of you, Great Commission Baptism. There are three places in which one may read the Great Commission. The first of which is in Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's Matthew 28, 16 through 20. The second place where one may read the Great Commission is in Mark chapter 16, beginning in verse 14. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. That's Mark 16, 14 through 20. And then the third place where you may read the Great Commission is in Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. That's Luke 24, 45 through 49. There are several things to be learned about Great Commission baptism from these three accounts of the Great Commission. The first thing I learn about Great Commission baptism is the fact that it's for all nations. In Matthew 28 and in verse 19, the Lord, after affirming all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, said, Go ye therefore and teach. Teach who? All nations, baptizing them. Baptizing them has to do with those that have been taught out of every nation under heaven. Likewise, in Mark 16 and in verse 15, the Lord said, Go ye, go where? Into all the world, and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel to who? Every creature. In Luke 24 and in verse 47, it was recorded that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among who? All nations. It needs to be observed that the baptism that is described in the Great Commission is for all nations. It's for Americans, it's for Canadians, it's for Mexicans, it's for Russians, it's for Chinese, it's for Japanese, it's for all nations. Why is there a need for people out of every nation under heaven to be baptized? Because all have sinned and stand in need of being saved. In the book of Romans, chapter 3 and verse 23, Notice three words. All have sinned. That means you sinned and I've sinned. Writing the Galatians in chapter 3, Paul pointed out in verse 22, but the scripture hath concluded all under sin. Sin is defined in 1 John 3 and verse 4 as the transgression of the law. There are two ways in which a person may be guilty of transgressing God's law. Either by doing something that God says not to do, or by failing to do what God says to do. And because all have sinned, all have transgressed God's law, it needs to be observed that baptism is for all nations. It's for all people. But then again, as you think about Great Commission baptism, I learned from the book of Matthew in chapter 28 that Great Commission baptism is preceded by some things. That is, there are some things that come before being baptized. Notice the Lord said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them." The first thing that comes before Great Commission baptism is gospel teaching. He said, "Teach all nations, baptizing them." Them who? Them that have been taught out of every nation under heaven. What's to be taught? We learn the message to be taught from Mark's account in chapter 16 and verse 15. When he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach." Preach what? The gospel to every creature which is under heaven. Why preach the gospel? Why teach the gospel? Because of what it is and what it does. In Romans chapter 1 and in verse 16, Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is." What is the gospel? "The power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Before a person is ready to receive Great Commission baptism, he must first be taught the gospel. We have a good example of folks being taught the gospel in Acts chapter 2, when the first recorded gospel sermon was preached. Peter quoted from the prophecy of Joel in announcing a new day of divine revelation and appealed to his audience to hear these words, Acts 2:22. "Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." He preached the fact that Jesus not only was put to death, but that he arose the third day. That, as verse 32 affirms, "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. That he is at the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost." Verse 33. And the Bible says in verse 37, "When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?" The preaching of the gospel was of such a nature that it convicted them of their sinfulness and caused them to ask, "What shall we do?" And it told them what to do: repent and be baptized. Told them why they needed to do it for the remission of sins, and gave them the opportunity to do that when they that gladly received his word were baptized. And according to verse 47, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Gospel teaching comes before Great Commission baptism. Notice in Acts chapter 8, as the gospel spreads to Samaria, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them, verse 5. And then in verse 12, the Bible says, "But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were" what? "Baptized, both men and women." When did the baptism come? Before or after the preaching? After the preaching. When they believed, Philip, preaching, they were baptized. And so a person must first be taught the gospel before they are ready to receive Great Commission baptism. But also, Great Commission baptism is preceded by something else. Faith comes before it. For in Mark's account in chapter 16, and in verse 16, the Lord said, "He that believeth what? The preaching of the gospel." The Lord had just said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth the preaching of the gospel, and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned." Notice where the believeth cometh. Before or after baptism? Before. And so a person must be taught the gospel, and he must believe the gospel. Faith is important. Remember in Acts 8:12, when they believe Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized. And then later in Acts 8, when the evangelist meets up with the man of Ethiopia, he said, "And now, what hinders me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." He made a confession of his faith. And upon that, the chariot was stopped. They went down both into the water. He baptized him and came up out of the water and went on his way rejoicing. Did you notice the order? He was taught the gospel. He believed it. He confessed his faith. And he was baptized. And so, Great Commission baptism is preceded by gospel teaching and belief. But it's preceded by another thing. Repentance comes before it. In Luke's account of the Great Commission, as recorded in chapter 24, verse 47 says, "And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." In Acts 2 and 38, Peter preached, "Repent and be baptized." He didn't say be baptized and then repent. But repentance comes before baptism. What is repentance? It's a commandment required of all men everywhere. Acts 17:30, as Paul preached, "God commandeth all men everywhere to repent." In Luke 13 and 3, the Lord said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." A little story told by our Lord in Matthew 21 helps to define what it is when Jesus said in verse 28, a certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." But he answered and said, "I will not." And afterward he repented and went. What did he do when he repented? Changed his mind and went. Changed his action. That comes before baptism. Repentance of sins. And so before I'm ready to receive Great Commission baptism, I need to hear gospel teaching, I need to believe it, and I need to repent. That is, I need to make some changes in my life. Quit doing the things that are wrong and start doing what's right. And then, once I do that, I'm ready to receive Great Commission baptism. You've heard gospel teaching. Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent? Have you repented? And are you willing to submit to the commandment of our Lord to be baptized? There's another thing I learned about Great Commission baptism from these Great Commission accounts. I learned that Great Commission baptism is by heaven's authority. In Matthew 28 and in verse 19, the Lord said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them." Now listen to this. "In the name of," that simply means by the authority of. For example, in the book of Acts, in chapter 4, and in verse 7, when they had set Peter and John in the midst of the council, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" And in verse 10, they answered, "By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." And so in the name of or by the name of suggests by power of or by authority of. And so there's divine authority for going, for teaching the gospel, and for baptizing them who have been taught, who believe, and who have repented. Notice whose authority this is in the name of: the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That is the Godhead. Heaven's authority stands behind Great Commission baptism. And any baptism other than Great Commission baptism is an unauthorized baptism, not backed by heaven's authority. And so I can appreciate from the reading of the Great Commission that Great Commission baptism is by heaven's authority. Another thing I learned about Great Commission baptism is the fact that it's essential. You know, we don't hear much preaching about baptism today in most places. And about the only time it's mentioned in many places today is for folks to say it's not important. It's not essential. There are those who take the position that you don't have to be baptized to be saved. They must not have read the Great Commission, rightly dividing it, for it teaches the necessity of baptism. For example, in Mark 16:16, the Lord said in simple terms, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." That's just as simple as 1 + 1 = 2. You have he that believeth and is baptized. What's that up to? Salvation. As the Lord said, shall be saved. That is, if I want to be saved from my past sins, I've got to be baptized just as much as I must believe. And there are those who affirm the importance of faith. You must believe, they say. But then they want to come along and say, he that believeth and is not baptized shall be saved. The Lord didn't say that. The Bible doesn't teach that. In 1 Peter 3:21, Peter said, the like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. That teaching shows that baptism is essential. It's to be saved. And then another statement in the Great Commission shows the necessity of baptism in Luke 24 and in verse 47. Three words: remission of sins. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So if I want to receive the remission of my sins, what must I do? I must be baptized. You see, to be saved and remission of sins go together. What the Lord called salvation in Mark 16:16, he called remission of sins in Luke 24 and in verse 47. And what he called remission of sins, he called to be saved. Those are just two different expressions to describe the same result: salvation. The word remission simply means forgiveness or pardon. It's the idea of a letting go, a freedom, a deliverance from. And in this case, it's sin that we're released from. We learn that all have sinned. That's why there's a need for all to be baptized. Great Commission baptism for all have sinned. And the way that we receive the remission of our sins is as we receive Great Commission baptism. And so we've learned several things already in our study, haven't we, about Great Commission baptism from Matthew 28, Mark 16, and Luke 24. There's a final thing I want us to appreciate about Great Commission baptism, and that is the fact that it all started in Jerusalem. It had its beginning at Jerusalem, as the Lord said in Luke 24 and verse 47, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning. Where did this start? At Jerusalem. We notice from Acts chapter 2, the beginning of it. The first case of an individual receiving Great Commission baptism is in Acts 2. The day is the day of Pentecost. That was a feast day of the Jews. Notice verse 5 says, there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men. And where are these folks from? Out of every nation under heaven. We've got the right place and the right people, don't we? Remember the Lord said, repentance and remission of sins will be preached in His name among all nations. Where? Jerusalem. Beginning at Jerusalem. We're at Jerusalem, and we've got all nations gathered together. And repentance and remission of sins are first preached in His name among all nations. When they heard this, verse 37, they asked, what shall we do? And Peter said, repent, there's your repentance, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of sins, there's the remission of sins. What the Lord say would be preached first in His name among all nations? Beginning at Jerusalem, repentance and remission of sins. And here Peter preaches, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Isn't that beautiful how that fits together? Out beside Luke 24, you might make a little note to Acts 2:38. And out beside Acts 2:38, Luke 24. For the first time, repentance and remission of sins, Great Commission baptism, has been preached in His name among all nations, and folks receive it. As verse 41 says, then they that gladly received His word were baptized. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. About 3,000 received Great Commission baptism. They heard gospel teaching. They believed it. They repented. And they're baptized. And other cases follow. We read in the book of Acts of others who heard the same kind of teaching and received the same kind of baptism. Like those in Samaria in Acts 8 and 12 who were baptized, both men and women. And the man of Ethiopia who, upon the confession of his faith, was baptized and went on his way rejoicing. And Saul in Acts 9, 22 and 26, who arose and was baptized, having been told, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Cornelius and his company in Acts 10, who were commanded to be baptized in the name of the Lord, Acts 10, 48. Lydia, a businesswoman in Acts 16, who was baptized, verse 15. The jailkeeper in Philippi, who the same hour of the night in which he heard the teaching of the gospel, washed their stripes, an indication that he repented, and was baptized, he and all his straightway, Acts 16:33. Many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized, Acts 18:8. And those in Ephesus, in Acts 19:5, who were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when they received Great Commission baptism, having been taught the gospel, believed it, and repented, and were baptized, then those same results followed. They received the remission of their sins, and they were saved. And there's no finer time to submit to the teaching of the gospel and receive the baptism of the Great Commission than when one's just heard about it. And you and I need to be in a position to tell others about it, to teach them the gospel, to talk to them about Great Commission baptism and what it's all about, what comes before it, what comes after it, and how that it's for all nations and their need to submit to it because it's essential. This is the one baptism of which Paul spoke in Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 5, that will continue as long as the world stands and their folks who need to be saved. There may be those in this audience this afternoon who would desire to receive Great Commission baptism. And all things have been made ready that you might do just that. There's water here and there's clothing available. You've heard the gospel. Do you believe the gospel? Are you willing to repent? And would you be willing to be baptized today? Would you come at this hour as we stand and sing the song to confess your faith, that the man of Ethiopia in Acts 8, and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we'll be happy to baptize you by heaven's authority in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, that you might be saved and receive the remission of your sins. Maybe you've already done that, but like Simon, after he was baptized, your heart's not right. Maybe because of something you thought, you said, or you've done. Would you repent of that and seek God's forgiveness and prayer? We'll be happy to pray for you while together we stand and sing and invite you to come.